used time differently. For functioning with light while it was dark heralded a radically different approach to the 24-hour day, because electric light provided more moments to expand into. When people first worked around computers, their concepts of time completely changed, and they could only handle so much of a distortion. Now that people are trained in computers, their altered time perception is passed on through the generations, and time is more sped up. However, the computer is a third-dimensional manifestation mirroring the collapse and distortion of time, and people fed the results of this into the mass psyche. This permits people like you to weave things together and perceive reality from a significant psychic viewpoint, a different point in time. The splitting of the second and the infusion of the computer heralded the technological boom of this century, completely changing everything and speeding your consciousness toward untold probabilities. The second and the moment continuously hold more events. Time has a variable now. It cannot be measured and clocked any longer. You can change, bend, and move time. As time collapses, new concepts, ideas, inventions, and alternatives are bombarding the mass psyche of the planet every few moments. Probabilities of the moment are awakening and expanding through your experience of self-realization. Because you have mastered an affinity to connect with intelligence outside the planet, collectively, the planet is beginning to qualify for a higher rate of intelligence and responsibility. Though it may appear your world is reeking with corruption, please be aware that both polarities are going on at the same time. Those who carry light are becoming very empowered, and in a few years you will be amazed at the force of these people, for they are you. One belief you have in common is your belief in a new version of reality in which people express their freedom with respect, harmony, and cooperation, and in which Earth and each form of life, animal, plant, mineral, and human, is valued. The Maya called themselves daykeepers. We call them keepers of time. They are associated, of course, with the Pleiades system. They are masters at going into and out of time events. They are also masters at creating time locks. They cordon things off so that events can be directly in front of you, and because of the time locks, you do not see them. Time locks keep your consciousness from perceiving simultaneous time. The keepers of time that orchestrate events are like balls of light with rays that travel into many different realities and directions. The Mayan keepers of time were able to anchor on Earth the data that would make sense to future generations because they were multidimensional. They could travel backward, forward, and sideways in time, and their civilization was based upon time travel. They left many clues to this story buried throughout the land of Mexico. Their now became more meaningful because it was their purpose to grow a now that would benefit nows outside of their now. The Maya meant to create the paradigm, the description of what is going to occur, the cycles that your Earth goes through, and the cycles of time that are based on cosmic doorways. Earth's cycles with the sun, moon, and planets within your solar system have a significant effect on your physical electromagnetic body. The Maya understood that the Earth is involved in a larger system of rotation than just the solar system. That system of rotation was based on different numerical divisions. The Maya created and defined time in your system based upon their knowing that you were part of much larger cycles. The purpose of the Maya was to come onto the planet to establish a paradigm for the future. Different civilizations hold open portals of energy through collective consciousness. Energies that support or sustain other types of realities can, in limited number, be pulled onto the planet. However, A civilization must be prepared and trained to anchor this pillar of light. When there is light, there is information. The Mayan calendar precisely indicates the cycles of the heavens and the hells. The Maya knew their day of departure, and they prepared for that closure. From their point of view, they were transported into another physical dimension. In actuality, the Maya still very much exist. They flourish. Your keys of consciousness are moving through the time locks that the Maya are lifting for you. Because they are the keepers of time, the Maya are opening many time locks all over the planet. All time is simultaneous. A planet has layers of energy grids around it that allow it to be experienced from its various time frames. In order to enter a planetary body, you must discover the portals or opening that take you into the realities of the planet where sentient life exists. You can land on a world, and it can look completely empty to you if you don't go through a portal. By going through a portal, you access all the different realities and time frames and corridors that run off this portal. So someone can come back to an Earth that existed 200 or 500 years ago. These realities exist. Layer upon layer of gridworks surround worlds. As these gridworks are shifted and moved, they create different realities and different energies. When you move or shift the grids and pass through a portal, you are able to enter worlds of past, present, and future simultaneously. There are many portals on Earth. There is one in the Mexico Central America area. There is one in the Sinai, and there is one over Tibet. These are three major portals through which energies come and depart the planet. Ancient crystal skulls are often discovered or kept in portal areas. When people maintain guardianship and ownership of a portal, they also have the ability to access the corridors of time. Those in Tibet could look into the future and see that they were to be invaded, so they made preparations for the times that were coming. They could see what their very seeds, the sperm of the Tibetan monks, would be used for. They could also see why their artifacts had to be hidden and that they would have to go into exile. Timelines, the fabric of time, and the tubes that run on this fabric of time are all hooked into primary events. Without a primary event, you cannot hook into a timeline. In other words, the secondary and tertiary webs need to be hooked into a primary event so that other timelines can use it as an anchor. The splitting of the atom was a primary event. So was the splitting of the second. Harmonic convergence was a primary event. Primary events can be public or private events, and are events through which the course of history is affected drastically. So, in order to anchor a new timeline onto the planet, there has to be a mass event taking place. A primary event is an occurrence that is registered within the prime webwork in the corridors of time as a pivotal juncture around which all of reality transits. It can be considered an event that is a turning point for the domain in which it transpires. Harmonic convergence was an orchestrated event impulsed from the future. It was sent from the future into the past and then reorganized into the present to create a hole through which the secondary and tertiary nets could be built and find a link onto the planet. What was the link? If these webs needed a primary event to link onto, what was it in the primary event that gave them the hold? It was the consciousness of the people. The libraries are on a version of the primary web that is closed down and inactivated. The libraries are guarded. It is not easy to get into a library these days, especially from the future. So the underlying time corridors are being constructed. Many, in order to own certain territories or to have greater influence over them, route specific timelines together. They have as many timelines link into each other as possible, or they avoid as many as they can, pending upon what the purpose is. When the secondary and tertiary events are established and built, it means that there will be a major opening in the quarter of time. This opening will allow many to come through the so-called officially approved channels. They will find an underground movement and doorways that simultaneously open in many other directions. The Maya, those master tricksters of time, have left you a number of clues with which to play this game. The Mayan calendar is well worth considering, as it marks a time of ending and a closure at the winter solstice in December 2012. When that last stretch of time is completed, there will be a dimensional shift upon this planet. Those who are able to accommodate the dimensional shift now are already moving in and out of the fourth and even the fifth dimension. During the next 20 years, the new frequency will become so predominant on the planet that it will catapult one version of your world into a new cycle and another version into a complete ending and destruction. Eventually, you will perceive a very different set of memories because you will change the past of your universe. This is how things are. We have told you that you come from your future and that we came back to change the past. We are very clever. We are changing the history of the entire universe by making a parallel universe. This is what parallel universes are. Plans that shift the mechanisms of time from one point by changing the memory and changing the event. You can do the same thing in your own personal life. You can change your past as well. Be flexible as you learn to play the game. Before you came into this reality, you applied for a slice of time, the moment you were born. At the precise time of your birth, the stars, planets, moon, and sun were in a specific configuration. When you emerged from your mother's womb, the energy from the stars and planets imprinted your flesh, no matter where you were, because the energy was touching Earth at that time as well. Within that moment were written certain probabilities, specific opportunities, and distinct challenges. The language of the stars explains your world in a way that is helpful for you to understand the bigger picture. Everything is in geometric relationship to everything else, creating energetic patterns. You yourself selected a moment and a lineage, a bloodline that you were born to give you the opportunities that you assessed would be ideal for you to experience in this lifetime. You determined these experiences according to what you needed to learn, based on what you had created, will create, and are creating simultaneously in other places. In 1993, you experienced what we refer to as the galactic tidal wave of light, which translated through a planetary lineup that created a pathway of energies. The galactic tidal wave of light can be understood through the two planets Uranus and Neptune, which came into conjunction on three separate occasions in February, in August, and in October 1993, aligning and energizing the sign of Capricorn at 18 to 19 degrees. Each planet has its own identity, its domain of influence. Each planet is a sentient being, an intelligent force of its own. As these two forms of intelligence came together in the sky, they transmitted a combined beam onto Earth, affecting those portions of Earth influenced by Capricorn. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, which represents form, structure, authority, limitations, and time. Among other things, Saturn has to do with rocks, stones, and crystals. Because these two planets joined in Capricorn, they mystified, electrified, energized, and changed the stone of Earth herself. On a planetary scale, the energy of this conjunction is leading you towards an opening of the feeling center, offering a solution to the building chaos. This flood of cyclic energy is responsible for the rapid mutation that will take place within the human species. You, as you exist here in this very moment, are changing or mutating through this energy, and your cells are becoming something different than they were. An alteration on a cellular level will catapult you into a metamorphosis in the spiritual dimensions. The earth changes that occur as a result will finalize the shift in consciousness that is needed to restore sanity, purpose of living, and meaningful existence to dimensions that are to be home here on earth. The moon is a satellite that was constructed. It was built and anchored outside Earth's atmosphere as a mediating and monitoring device, a supercomputer, or eye in the sky. It affects all life forms on this planet beyond what you can currently grasp. In your history, there are references to two moons around Earth. You don't hear of this often, but there are those who know. At this time, the moon is quite controlled. Some people are gravely affected by mania and craziness from the moon. Extraterrestrials and others have many bases on the moon, and those from Earth have little influence when it comes down to it. It is the extraterrestrials who really operate it all. Your technology, though rapidly advancing, cannot begin to compare with the biotechnology of sentient space travelers. You are newcomers to the game, and you miss a vital key, where your senses and the essence of your physical world structure reality in a particular way. You constantly translate data and, like interpreting a dream, condense the experience into physical boundaries where you find you can explain less and less. All is thought, a mental architecture with a construction crew in many realities. The sun is the governor of your solar system and is the seat of intelligence that rules this particular locale you occupy. The sun reaches into your domain and reads the vibrations as it touches your skin. It is intimately connected with every aspect of life as you know it. It is a force of intelligence that fuels your very existence and creates the environment under which you can evolve. The sun is very interested in your evolution, for as you evolve, you feed everything that you do back to the sun as it touches you. The sun and the moon are the luminaries within your system by which you are most profoundly influenced and affected. The sun generates its own light. The sun, in turn, illuminates the moon. The moon is a subsatellite of the sun, orbiting as a computer around Earth, built and maintained by many generations of gods. Heavenly bodies are constructed in the shapes of asteroids, moons, and planets, and it is through these luminaries that rays of intelligence, radio waves, and gamma rays are transmitted from star to sun and sent to Earth. It is through these rays that your actions are also read and taken back into the sun, the moon, and the beaming system, in this case, the Pleiades. When you are able to move to another location and view the solar system and sky from a different point of reference, you will see that Earth and the stars and everything shift quite dramatically. One of the systems with which you rotate is the system of the Pleiades, whose central sun is called Alcyon. Your solar system is located on the fringe of the galactic spiral. The sun is the governor, the ruler of your particular system as it appears to you. It is the sensitive spot of your particular arena of space. The sun reads its creations and in turn feeds the creations what they need. So when you carry love of yourselves and Earth, the solar rays completely understand the consciousness you carry. When you carry fear of Earth, the solar rays understand and they nudge you into those experiences. As the rays from the sun change, activated by the consciousness of the inhabitants of Earth, and as the sun releases solar bursts, the polar regions of Earth are affected. The flares sent forth are like atomic explosions or jolts of electricity that go millions